On the inside, when you walk in there, you're met on the south side by a bronze panel depicting 10 women. These are the women of the Northern Ohio Sanitary Commission, the forerunners of the American Red Cross. As you go around the monument in clockwise fashion, what you'll next encounter is the panel of famous Ohio generals and our three wartime governors. As you move around the north side, what you see is the panel depicting the Emancipation Proclamation and, more importantly, the law of 1863 that allowed the arming of the former slaves to help fight for the Union. Finally, the last panel on the east side represents the final council war with Lincoln at City Point. Here is depicted Lincoln has just left his steamer, the River Queen, and has gone into Grant's headquarters. And once again, the tablet consists of several famous generals. One of the interesting aspects that most people don't realize is standing directly behind the president is the president's son, Robert Todd Lincoln, who actually served on his staff.